All right, then. Thank you very much. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalm 102. Psalms 102. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there in Psalms 102, verse 25. Psalms 102, verse 25. All right. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, and yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Now, Father, we want to say thank you for loving us and thank you for the good singing that we've had tonight. Not only as a congregation, Lord, we thank you for the special music. Speak to our hearts. And we want to say thank you for all you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on a land where we'll never grow old. I'm glad to be able to say that it's good to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. When I hear them singing these songs and all of that business there, all those little phrases and catchphrases, it excites me on the inside because that the Spirit of God lives in the innermost being of my heart, and He does you as well if you're a child of God. So when I hear some young man, a young lady, sing about my Lord taking good care of me, that'll do something for you. But I look at those little old kids are singing there. They don't know all the except the chorus, the meat of the verse. They don't know it. They're listening for their part, and buddy, once they come to it. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, that the world is not evolving like some people would have you to think. In fact is, in the lesson that we're looking at, these few verses that we look, the world's not evolving, but it's going the other direction. It's going down. It isn't going up. In fact, is you're going to find out that the Bible said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Let me tell you something about this old world. It's outdated. It's rotten as the devil. And it's becoming more wicked every day our lives. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived till the day of the Lord Jesus Christ shall come again. Let me say to you, this world that we live in has the sentence of death upon it. Now, if you're not saved tonight, I don't know, but if you're not saved in this building here tonight, either you're too young for you to be able to know what the age of accountability is, or either God's knocked on your heart and you've not opened the door for it. He's not going to force you into a family you don't want to be in. I got to say that when you begin to look into this, you're going to find out that the world that we're living in is full of trouble. Over there in the book of Job, don't turn there, but in chapter number 14, the Bible said, verse number 1, that man that's born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but there's a little trouble going to come your way every now and again. Job said over there in chapter number 3 is that he didn't look for it, but it came anyhow. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm not going to be looking for trouble. I'm going to try to be more positive. I don't care if you're positive or not. Trouble will one day come knocking at your door. The angel of death, the Bible said, they'll be looking in through the windows of your dwelling place. I got to say that when you begin to look into this, is that our Lord is our refuge in a time of trouble. Psalms 9:9 says, I'm glad to know that I hadn't got to run to anybody up and down. Listen, you better not run to the government and trust them. They can't help you. They can't even help themselves. Now, they know what the nearest, snazziest lie to tell is, but outside of that, some of you sitting here tonight, you know, what in the world would you do if the government were to send you $25,000 in the mail tomorrow? I'd spend it. when they come back to get it, sorry, Charlie, you should have hollered sooner. I thought it was another one of them stimulus checks. I want to say that when you begin to look, is that the world's full of trouble. And if we're not careful, we'll be like the world sinking, look for an easier way out. And there's not an easy way out. Let me tell you, the only way out's up. And that's exactly right. And when you and I get ready to leave this world that's full of trouble that we're in, we're going to recognize then how much turmoil. It's full of turmoil as well. You know, the Bible said over there in the book of Psalm, chapter number 107, you ain't got to turn there either. But over there, he said that the world is like, it reels to and fro like a drunken man. Did you ever notice that we live in a world while you can listen to Isaiah 24, you can turn there, either one. But have you ever noticed over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 24, verse number 19, he said, the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. I'm going to tell you, this old thing that we live on called the earth, make no mistake about it, it'll be a new heaven and a new earth. He'll replace this one. It'll be a new heaven and a new earth wherein the Bible said dwelleth righteousness. The old heaven, the old earth, dwells wickedness. You know the reason why that God's going to destroy everything, all heaven and earth, you know why he's going to do that? Because Lucifer, remember him, the anointed cherub? He decided he would exalt himself above the stars of God. In fact, he got to where he wanted to take over the throne room of God. And the Bible said that God threw him out. And let me tell you, when he threw him out, you'll find out the scripture records that they saw him falling. And let me tell you, whenever he hit upon this earth, it was catastrophic for the earth. That's how powerful the devil is. That's why there's so much satanic movement in the day we live in. And let me say to you that, if you will, is that they saw him as a star that was fallen, and certainly that he did fall, and he's contaminated everything from there all the way down here to this earth, and that's why God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. We were at Walmart tonight, my wife and I, we went into Walmart. And you're going to see more and more of this coming up and down the road of life. I seen, as I got out over there at Lowe's, I wanted to get out over at Lowe's first, and I thought, you know, boy, there's a cocky-looking little dude. And it wasn't a cocky-looking little dude. It was a little gal with a haircut like a dude and walking with her girlfriend along in that. And you'll see that every now and again. You can see, and it's obvious. But tonight I seen two men walking into Walmart holding hands. What do you say to somebody like that? Nothing. I mean, you know, you want to say something stupid like, hey, do y'all like that Beatles song, I Want to Hold Your Hand? I don't think that was for man. In the lesson that we're looking at, if you want to hear the rest of the song and sing it with a tune, somebody will sing it for you after church. We don't have time during this area here. Full of turmoil. That's what the world is that we're living in. And this Bible said you'll find out that it reels to and fro and like a drunkard. And make no mistake about it. Number three tonight, let me say to you that the world is full of truth as well, but it's fallen in the streets. You know the reason why God's given us the truth? You shall know the truth, Jesus said, and the truth shall make you free. Religion can't make you free. Religion will confuse the issue more. Let me tell you, always check your Bible and chapter, book, and verse with whatever you're going to believe. Somebody said one time, do you consider what anybody else says? I consider everything anybody else says, but I only accept into my heart what I can prove with the blessed word of the Lord. That's a good rule of thumb to practice, and I learned that from an old Puritan writer and way back when. I want to say to you that, if you will, that the reason why God's given us the truth of God is that it might settle us down. That's why Ephesians chapter number 4 and about verse number 14, that we're not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine. See? Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I want to say to you that everything that we see in verse number 25 of the text that we've read out of Psalms 102. Everything we see is the work of God's hand, verse 25. He laid the foundation of this world. Let me tell you, everything that's been created, he's created him. And let me tell you right up front is that one of these days he's going to destroy what he's already created. And let me tell you, in verse number 26 of our text that we've read, he said, they shall perish. Now, if you're here tonight, you're the creation of God. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're one of those that he created that he's going to let perish, and you're going to be destroyed, and there's going to be a real powerful destruction, a divine destruction from the hand of God that'll be upon you. Why would you want to die like that? Why would Israel want to die without the Lord and come to know somebody in the world religiously without God? I want to tell you something, is that the Bible says that while that you may perish, the Lord's going to endure. Everything and everyone that is in this world is going to wax old like a garment. Now, I've noticed that out of all these years, 28 years last June since we started here in this church with y'all, I've noticed you're not wearing the same clothes. You know why? Some of it you outgrew. Some of it wore out. Some of you got in and your favorite garment that you put on. I've got some shirts I try to be real careful with. I've had so many years that I can't even remember it. Well, I can tell you it was way back when Wolf started over in Center. We bought out that hardware store and them $40 shirts plus. We got them for like $5 a piece, and I've still got some of them. And they're fake. But if you were to take one like this, it just rip easily. You know why? It's waxing old like a garment. You know, that's what a lot of people, if you die without the Lord, that's where your soul's going to be. Now, let me say, make no mistake about it. Let me tell you, the Lord is anew and afresh every day of our life. Look in Isaiah 50, turn quickly there. But in the book of Isaiah, in chapter number 50, there's a passage that we ought to look at real quickly. And here's what he says when you begin to look in Isaiah 50, verse number 9. Isaiah 50, and in verse number 9. And the Bible says, behold, O Lord, God will help me, and who is he that shall condemn me? Now, that's a good question, isn't it? I mean, if God's helping you, it ain't going to matter who's condemning you. Lo, they shall wax old as a garment, and the moth shall eat them up. I got to tell you, it's good to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And let me say to you that in verse 10, he said, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Do you tonight? That obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. I want to say to you that, if you will, is that when you begin to look into this Bible text, is that we're going to be reading something in a moment out of the book of Isaiah 51. So you might want to mark it with something. But let me say to you that, if you will, that you and I, while you turn to Hebrews in chapter number 1 and about verse number 10, whenever you begin to look over there in the passage, you're either going to be on fire for God, or either you're going to be with a man-made fire and that has everything but God. Let me say to you, here's what he's talking about. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 1, verse 10, he says, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. Isn't that what we read over there in Psalm 120? And the heavens are the work of thine hand. And they shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall wax old as doeth the garment. I got to tell you something, make no mistake about them. As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall fail not. I want to say that when you begin to look into it tonight, I'm sitting around here and I'm watching you, and I'm looking at you, and make no mistake about it, is that you look pretty good. I'm glad you got some new garments that are not waxing old yet. But make no mistake about it, they're going to pass off sooner or later. Whatever vehicle you're driving, sooner or later, is passing off the scene. Whatever it is you've got, whatever it is you've done, you yourself, one of these days, are going to reach the end of your life's journey, and you're going to be called from this world. And I hope you know the Lord before you get to there. It'll be too late if you don't. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, he's the only thing that'll ever be lasting. That's why over in Isaiah in chapter 61, don't turn there, but in verse number 10, he said, he clothed me with the garments of salvation. Do you have them on tonight? I'm going to tell you, those are the only ones that won't wax old, that won't. Look in the book of Job. There's a passage there that we ought to look at in verse number 13, chapter 13, in the book of Job. Job chapter number 13. And as we look there in that chapter that's there, you'll find that Job has no doubt been up against it. No doubt he's lost his family, he's lost his farm, he's lost his health, he's lost a lot of things. And man, it looks like God just working him over. But in Job, in chapter number 13, and in verse number 28, the Bible said, he as a rotten thing consumeth as a garment that is moth-eaten. Do you realize and know that tonight, that sooner or later, what have we got's going to be turning, tarnishing, turn to rot, going back to the earth from whence it came? I like to watch some of them people on Gunsmoke. And the reason being is, it'll show you some real nasty now, I mean some poverty. There's a little old gal that came out. I say little old gal, she's probably in her 30s. She might have been in her 40s. She looked like she's 60. And she had on the nastiest looking little old ragged dress and had an apron on that used to be white, and it was just nasty. And I said, you think that apron's keeping her from getting that dress dirty? I like to talk to my wife while we're watching Gunsmoke. Talk about moth-eating. Talk about nasty. Talk about rotten. Do you know when God looks at your life, if you don't know Jesus Christ, he's looking at a life that's beginning to rot. It's beginning to rot. Do you know that? Do you realize, I know, that if you've got kin folks, I know I've got kin folks that are lost undone without God. God said, what is the wheat to the chaff? Do you realize, I know, that people that are religious but lost without God, they're trash in the sight of God? Now, I don't mean that ugly. I'm just trying to tell you that they've got something that won't last. They've got garments that are waxing old. Now, back over there in Isaiah in chapter 51, I told you to hold that in just for a moment because we're going to close with it. Let me tell you, the Bible said these are people and these are things that are going to be temporary, but the Bible said the Lord is going to be the same and his years are not ever going to fail. In the book of Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 6, and watch the passage. He said, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings, for the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them up like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad that I'm headed to a place that's going to be lasting forevermore, and it's never going to pass away. In this lesson that we're looking at, I know every now and again some of you have to probably do a little remodeling. I've told my wife about some things that I was going to get done, and it's been a few years and since it's happened, and I kept thinking the Lord would come and we'd be in a land where nothing would ever grow old. I know some of you have got things like that. I go by sometime, and they say, "Ooh, man, look, that little spot there probably needs to be scraped, you know, paint, and need to be repainted." You know what they're saying? It's waxing old. See? And I plan to paint those places someday. I tell everybody that drives up for the first time, they get out. I say, "Hey, I know what you're thinking. I bet these people work day and night keeping all of this manicured and cleaned up just like." But we don't. We actually don't. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward one of these days to hearing the trumpet sound and going to a land where we'll never grow old. When I get there, first thing I'm going to do is scream out Miss Deanna's birthday and how old she was here. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding about that. Kinda. I want to tell you something. Make no mistake about it. You're here tonight. You look neat. You look nice. God's done a work of grace in your heart and your soul. You and I are headed to a land where we'll never grow old. Brother David West, I said, Brother David, is your mama still alive? She just turned 91 back in May. 91, she's still alive. Brother Joe, he said, I mentioned something about how he sounded like him, and he said, boy, I sure do miss him. I said, I know, I do too. And let me tell you right now is I'm glad to be able to know that we were able to serve together on this side of this veil of tears that we're on. And he's in a place where we'll never grow old. I'm headed there. I said, Brother David, he said, I know you're older than I am, but how are you? And I said, well, I'm 72 and I hate old age. But then when he told me his mama was 91, who am I to worry about? Yeah, suck it up, boy. Quit being a sissy. I wonder why we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Now, Father, we want to say thank you for loving us. We want to say thank you, Lord, that we're leaving out of a world that's becoming more corrupt, more rotten, waxing older all the time. And we're headed to a land where we'll never grow old by the grace of God. Thank you for what you've provided in Jesus' name.